Compound subject and compound predicate. Compound subject. Sometimes a subject may be more than one thing or person. They have more than one noun or pronoun and are called compound subjects. For example, Deborah, Harry, and I watched the movie. Here, there are three main subjects who are Deborah, Harry, and I. This is a compound subject. Yellow stickers, old photographs, and glitter covered Anne's diary. Here, there are three things that covered Anne's diary. Yellow stickers, old photographs, and glitter. This is also a compound subject. Compound predicate. Sometimes one subject may be doing more than one thing. There may be more than one verb, and these are called compound predicates. For example, Betty walks along the ocean and admires the waves. Betty is the one subject, but she is doing two things, walking and admiring. So, walks along the ocean and admires the waves is a compound predicate. Similarly, Mary sings and whistles to the song. Here, Mary is one subject who is doing two things, singing and whistling. So, sings and whistles to the song is a compound predicate. Here is the summary of the lesson.